The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, the show that is about, well, supposedly about the business. It's about some of the things that I bring in from time to time, from what happens at my job at Radio Memphis, and my observations about certain things every once in a while, and interesting people that have graced this program over the span of its lifetime. And it's been fun, it's been great, and I enjoy doing it. And it's also, there are times too when it becomes very therapeutic for me to do this. That's kind of the key. I've been thinking about doing taping one of these through Periscope. Periscope is a groovy new application that you can get through Twitter, which they have, which allows you to kind of look at it live as it's happening. Perhaps I'll do that. I don't know. I'm kind of funny about it. I love the concept of Periscope, and I don't know that I would want to, broadcast the podcast, if you know what I mean, which is kind of weird. I know, because I'm sitting here and I'm able to do it, and I do it all basically in one take, and out it goes, and it's great, and it's done, and people consume it, and I'm eternally grateful, and that's all well and good. But I guess there's something kind of odd about doing it live, or allowing people to watch it live. I don't know what that, it just kind of weirds me out a little bit, which is strange because I do a live broadcast every day at Radio Memphis. I do a morning show with Kate, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the mandatory plug, Monday through Friday, Central Time. And again on Sunday evenings from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. where I work with Jeff Janovitz and do a blues show. And we have a lot of fun, and it is live, and it's fully interactive, and it's immersive, and it's fun, and you can hear it. It's radio-memphis.com. But enough of that. I've been doing that now for a little over 4 years, 4.5 years now, and so far it's been great. It's a lot of fun. It is a departure. It's a tough business. The whole industry is, of course, have changed over the years. The broadcast business is not anywhere what it used to be, in that, you know, FM radio, of course, being against the ropes, basically dead. Everywhere I go, and I talk to people a lot about that, and they're like, well, I quit listening to it when you're not there, and, you know, that kind of thing. And, yeah, I was for about 14 years here in this market. I was in Memphis. I was on a classic rock station. I did a morning show. And I did an afternoon show before then, and then various other things. I was a production director, and it just, you know, it was a great experience. But it's, you know, when the evil empire that ran it ran the whole thing into the ground and ran me out, it was time for me to do something different. Of course, the whole internet thing and the whole podcast thing is part of it. And this is, of course, a very different show to do, and I enjoy doing it, and that's great. And I mentioned that it's somewhat therapeutic, and it is. It gives me a chance to vent about some things, and some things, it probably seems very silly to a lot of folks, some of the things that I rant on about, which is fine. Everybody's entitled to that opinion, and that's no big deal. I get it. It's the way it goes. I run into people when I'm out and about from time to time that say, hey, it's good to see you. It's nice to meet you. You know, we're friends on Facebook. That's one I get a lot. Hey, we're friends on Facebook. My name is so-and-so, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, and here's the deal. They throw that whole Facebook thing at you. Hey, we're friends on Facebook. Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? And then they do this. So, what are you doing these days, bro? Hey, pal, if you're following me on Facebook, and if you claim to be a Facebook friend of mine, then why are you asking me that question? It's a valid point, don't you think? You would know what I was doing. It happens every once in a while. It happened to me not long ago. Actually, today I was out. I was at a grocery store with my wife and picking up a few things, and we were standing in line to go through the checkout, and this guy in a couple of aisles over, I didn't notice him at first, and I was looking at something. And He motions to my wife. He says, is that Rick Cheddar? Is that? And she said, yeah, it is. And she, of course, she elbows me and says, hey, somebody wants to talk to you. And I walk over to the guy, I'm like, hi, and I shake his hand, and he's like, hey, we're friends on Facebook, man, and you know, it's what are you doing these days, man? I miss you when you're at the other station, and I'm like, yeah, you're not that close of a friend of mine on Facebook now, are you? Now, and here's the thing, I am grateful that people remember that, and that's wonderful, you know, they remember me and they haven't forgotten about me, and that's a good thing. And there have been times when I've often wondered if it was, you know, if it was really worth, you know, sticking through this and doing it, and would people even remember what I was doing? And yeah, they do, and that's wonderful and all. But when they ask a question like that, it's a little annoying. I'll tell you that, man. I missed you on the other. What are you doing these days? Are you parking cars at the casino somewhere? What are you doing? No, man. This is what you can find me at radio-memphis.com, and I say that so many times, and there are people that go, oh yeah, we were having lunch the other day, and there was a woman that was talking to us, and she remembered me from the old days and stuff, and she goes, well, what are you doing? And I told her I'm at the Radio Memphis thing. It's online. And then she goes, oh, I've got that programmed into my car radio. And I said, oh, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Because, you know, being on the internet, it's a little different to listen to us in your car. You can. I mean, it's easily done. You know, but we're not on a, you know, what's your frequency, man? It doesn't work like that, see? But anyway, this lady, she goes, yeah, it's programmed into my car. And she goes, you have a blues show. And I went, yeah. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, somebody finally figured it out. And she goes, yeah, I listen every morning, every Sunday morning to your blues show. And I went, oh, honey, I don't do a blues show on Sunday morning. And she went, oh, what? And I said, that's another station that has a syndicated show. Okay. Oh, so you're not on such and such station. You're not at WABC or whatever the hell it is. And I was like, no, sorry. No, I'm not. And then there's that look on their faces of just complete letdown. they just look at you like, oh, you're doing that. You know, it's as if you have done something horrible. You've made some horrible life decision that somehow affects them. That's the thing about it. It affects them to no end. To think that you have just automatically let everybody down because you're not doing it with the way they're used to hearing you. And it's just an interesting take. And, you know, for the most part, it really, you know, I'm so used to it. I guess I'm all right. But every once in a while, it does hit me. It hits me kind of funny. It's like, come on, man. I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this. I've been in this business for about 30 years now. But the thing is, I've been on, you know, in cyberspace, if you will. I've been on the internet doing this thing. And we've got this podcast that's been around a while. And it's funny, I run into people every once in a while, and they go, oh, you got a podcast? Yeah, I do. And and they all seemed a little surprised about it, but then they're interested because podcasting now is the new hip thing. You know, what we're sitting in here doing right now, me sitting here running my mouth to you people, is not really a new thing. But it's just not really catching on. And I think a lot of that has to do with, well, two shows, actually. Mark Maron's WTF show and what NPR did with Serial. Brought the whole on-demand audio thing into the collective conscience. And that's a wonderful thing, and I'm thrilled about it. And the problem is, too, is that everybody now has access to the ability to do it, and that's, you know, all well and good. I recommend anybody give it a shot. It is sort of amusing to see how people, when they, you know, when you look at the, like, various online forums about it, and people have launched a podcast, and they just think they don't know anything about the business, and they just, hey, I put a show together, and I need some feedback. They're not saying they need feedback. They've done two episodes, and they need feedback. I've talked about this before. They say, hey, man, I need some feedback. They're not looking for feedback. They're looking for people to listen to their show. And that's just it. And so then they think automatically that, boom, they're the next Mark Maron, and that's the way it goes. And the world is, you know, automatically going to go flocking to this guy's show. And that is that. I've been fortunate in that I've been able to use my own name as a way to do it. I know that sounds silly, but, you know, having, you know, a modicum of, I don't know, I hate to use the word celebrity, but people know who I am. And as a result of that, it has really catapulted this show very well. We've got a lot of great listeners, and I'm appreciative of it. Having said that, though, a lot of people think they know you, but they don't. And that's, you know, a lot of that is by design, too. I'm not going to be the guy that's going to sit there and go, you know, here's everything that has ever happened to me. And this is because, you know, the fact of the matter is there's so many things I don't talk about. Because, you know, I have a life, too. I have a very private life. And you don't know my hobbies. You don't know the things that, you don't know my favorite meals. You don't know my favorite beverages. Although some of you could probably guess what some of that is. But that's all well and good. But I like a good piece of fish and I enjoy a good beer. Let's just leave it at that. So, you know, the thought of explaining a lot of that to people sometimes is like, well, what the hell are you bitching about? Well, I'm not really bitching. That's just it. Well, okay, maybe I am. Here, because when you do this for so long, you think that people should understand that and recognize that fact that this is what you do. This is how you try and earn a living. Try to earn a living is the key there, because it is. It's an effort. It really is. So, you know, sitting here and being able to talk and run these ideas through my head and through my mouth and into your ears, it's part of it, I suppose. But, you know, along the same lines, when I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, maybe I should set up the Periscope thing and broadcast the taping of the podcast. But for some part of me feels like that's almost too intrusive. I can't imagine why that would be. I have no problem with cameras. I have no problem with an open microphone. But I guess it's the concept that it's immediate and it's there and it's to the point where there are people that can actually interact with it. And I don't know if I'm fully prepared for this podcast to be fully interactive. It's ridiculous, I know, because this is all on demand. You're not hearing it the day that I did it. That's certainly not the case. In fact, nobody hears it the day that I do it. It's just me, because it takes a week for it to come back out. It's just the way that I've designed the production of it. So I don't know. Perhaps I will Periscope it. I think I've threatened it a few times. I've played around with Periscope. It's interesting. It's amusing. It's fun. It's different. Maybe that's what I'll do next time. I don't know. I probably have to be, you know, pretty good and sauced to really. Okay. You know, because, you know, when you're drunk, you almost agree to anything. And it's, you know, when you with me, it's certainly the sure. Why not? Because I'm so easygoing about it. And maybe periscoping this thing would be fine. Look, whatever it takes for people to understand a little bit more about who I am and what I do. And, you know, yeah, we are a product of our own history. And, yeah, I did spend some time at a very popular terrestrial station here, which is dead. It's no longer. The company that runs this thing thinks that they're, you know, that they're the end all to be all. They like to say it's sort of like that story about Coca-Cola paying off those scientists, like, what was it, $1.5 million? They paid him off to say that, hey, drinking Coke is not bad for you. It's the same thing. It's you got radio people, terrestrial radio people doing their own surveys, and they're saying, hey, terrestrial radio's not dead. What the hell are you talking about? You know, all these kids are discovering new music through our channels. That's not the case. I mean, anybody can listen to any radio station out there and know that for a fact. But they're going to allow themselves to be told that. I guess that's their business. But with all of that in mind, you know, it's very nice. It is nice to be recognized for what you do and who you are. That's a wonderful thing, and I'm always very grateful for that. So don't misunderstand me by saying that. It's just sometimes I wish people would understand that a little bit better. And I know, you know, we're in the midst of a technological shift in the way people consume their entertainment, and that's, you know, that's all part of it. And I know that. And it's just sometimes my patience wears thin. I guess because of what I do every day is on a short attention span, if you will. It's very brief. I hit one topic, we move along. And, you know, a good show with Kate and I is a show that I don't remember what we talked about. That's a good show. Sounds silly, but it's a good show. It may come up in conversation. Go, hey, what'd you talk about? And I'll go, I don't remember. And then, you know, the more I think about it, after about a good half an hour, I'll go, oh, you know what? We did talk about this, or we talked about that, and, you know, this happened and that happened. That could be part of it. Perhaps, you know, it's all throwaway, and that's the way I consume it, and that's the way we all consume it. It's the way we create it. It's designed to exist and then be thrown away immediately. You know, the lifespan of anything on the internet is very, very short. It's only a matter of hours. You know, of course, if you haven't seen it, it's new to you, right? Kate likes to tell the story of about this woman that she overheard at a restaurant. And she was talking to some friends, and she goes, "Hey, did y'all see that video with the cat on the internet?" Which one? There's a few of them. There's, you know, there's like four or five of them. And it's funny because people live in their own worlds, and they're trying to adapt to this society that we've created. And I think that adaptation, this whole process, is such a it's such a difficult thing. Change comes very slow to people. That's a fact. It happens, and it's this world is ever evolving. Hey bro, man,
you can't talk about evolution like that. Jesus is gonna come kill you.
Yeah, it's evolution, man. Things change, things evolve. People do new things. They find new and better ways to do different things. The radio business is one of them. I'm biased, yeah, because this is what I do. Podcasting. It's been the same thing ever since it started. It's a couple of humps usually sitting around at an open mic, and they're having a drink, and they're talking about movies, or they're talking about a needlepoint, or they're talking about cars, or they're talking about sports, whatever it is. You know, if you can think of a subject, there's a podcast about it. What is this one? What is this one all about? Absolutely nothing. The ability for me to sit here for approximately a half an hour and run my mouth about what? Nothing? Is a good experiment in that, because you'll find that after you've listened to this and you've deleted it from your phone or your website or where, or your however it is that you consume it, after you've heard it, you deleted it and it's done, you're making space for other things to get into, 5 minutes later you won't remember hearing this. I guess that's just kind of the way it works, because it is unremarkable, and because of its unremarkableness, if that's a word, because of its unremarkability, making up words over here, kids, because it is unremarkable. The fact is that it is remarkable in that state. Oh man, you just got heavy, bro. Yeah, I know. that's just kind of how that is, but that's the whole point. We live in such a throwaway world that everything that we want, we can have it any second. Everything. I mean, anything that we want to be entertained by is on demand. It really is. I mean, look at your television. You've got on, everything is on demand. It's killing the cable companies because they don't know how to deal with it. We're about to cut the cable here. Can't wait for that to happen, quite frankly. But that's just it. Like, the show is a prime example. There's no real schedule for it. I mean, the only schedule is the day that I produce it, the day that it gets uploaded, and the day it's ultimately taken by somebody else. That's why there's only a week between each episode, because in my personal point of view, this isn't the only show you people are listening to. I get that, and I'm glad, thankfully. You should have variety in your life. It's a good thing. Having said that, once you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, I heard that. And then it's done. It's over with. Your transaction with me has been complete for this time. And then then next week we'll do it again. There are people that like to listen to this on, say, Wednesdays. Or they hear it the day it comes out. Or they hear it, they'll save it for a few weeks. And then they'll binge listen. I've had that happen. And as we go along, what's really bizarre is that we gain new listeners. And they like to go back. And they'll hear everything we've ever done here. And I went back and listened to one of the first episodes that I did of this show. Woo, Lord, it was a stink fest. In my point of view, you might have liked it. I did something right, because it brought some people. It was the milkshake that brought the boys to the yard. Okay, that's a horrible analogy. But we just keep going. And we keep doing it. I've actually had people come up to me, and this is really strange. They recognized me for this show, but had no idea that I was doing the other. It's interesting. It's why I talk about Radio Memphis, because a lot of you may not even know about it. I do recommend you give it a shot. It's a music station. It's about Memphis and Mid-South music. And okay, just go to radio-memphis.com. That's all I'm going to say about it. And I published this show to that. To that website, and it's in some other places too, and you can find it at blogs rickcheddar.blogspot.com. I have that's a blog I've actually kept for many, many years, and I used to write in it, and that was the issue. I'm bad about keeping up with shit like that, you know, because I have to sit down and write, and I'm not that kind of a writer. I'm better just sitting here, you know, push record and let's rock, babe, because that's what we're doing, right? So it just made sense for me to start up a podcast and go with it. And now here we are talking about evolving the show already by including a videotaping of it, if you will, a live video thing. It's bizarre. It's a real bizarre concept. And if you've never played around with Periscope, it is interesting. There's some really cool stuff that's there. It's all searchable. The trick to it is titling your little live broadcast, so people will get into it. And the cool thing is, when you're done with it, it stays up for like 24 hours, and then other people can go back and watch it. Which I don't know if people do. I mean, I think they do like some things they like on demand, and some things they don't. You know, that some people like that live thing about it, and that's kind of groovy, I suppose. Whatever the case may be, and so be it. But yeah, if you're interested, it's through Twitter. You log in through Twitter, it tweets for you. Because that's the whole thing. When I mentioned social media before, Twitter is something that I actually kind of enjoy, and I actually do a little bit more with it than I do with Facebook. Is just so. Oh my God, it's just Facebook. It's just, I feel like I need a bath after I've looked at it. Some of the shit you people put up there is, well, maybe not you people, but some of these people that put out there is just, well, frightening is a good word to use. It's just absolutely terrifying. And now that I know how to block people, unfollow people, boy, that has made my life a little easier. Lord have mercy. Some of the things, it's like I'm being dragged into, personal shit that I don't really want to see or need to see. And yeah, granted, okay, I have a business that exists in the internet. And when you do that, you have to have social media. You really do, to promote it, to get, some of you may have found this show through social media, because I do use it for what that is. But beyond that, I'm not going to sit there and go, hey, I was at the grocery store today and I ran into some guy who didn't know who I was. Well, I mean, he knew. Never mind. But some people do that. And it's a very awkward thing to witness, because people put so much of themselves into their Facebook posts. And then they have the unmitigated gall to turn around and bitch about privacy. Oh, my God. It's like, stop it. It's not like that. It doesn't have to be that way. Or when somebody, and this is also kind of, it's just sad. You'll see like a post like, Susie and I broke up. And then there's like 20 likes. Or here's another. My grandmother died. And there's a bunch of likes. Yeah, I mean, you just feel weird seeing that stuff, or the vague booking stuff. That's just amusing. It's just people trying to, get their attention heard somewhere. I need prayers. That's a popular one. Because all they're doing is they want people to go, "What's your problem, man? What's going on? What do you need?" They're seeking for the attention. If you need something, come out and ask for it. The answer is always no until you ask. That's just it. Hey, somebody help me, please. My car broke down, or I have to go to the hospital, or I got a friend flying in and I got to go pick them up at the airport. Help me, please. I know that's probably not much of a thing, but nevertheless, be careful what you put out there. And don't be, hypocritical about it. The people that go, they talk about how they're so broke and so poor, and they can't do this, and there's this stuff I want to get at the grocery store, but I don't have any money, and oh, woe is me. And then all of a sudden you'll see the post, hey, check out this concert, this big band is coming into town, I just bought my tickets at $100 a seat. Or, you know, woohoo, it's Friday, it's time to really celebrate. What the fuck are you celebrating? When all you see in front of them is, my life blows. And then when you meet these people in person, they are so unlike their page. They're not like that at all. There's no honesty left. Because everybody is a cowboy and a hero behind a keyboard. Everybody. But in person, we're all nervous. We're all jumpy. We're all jealous of the guy next to us. We're all kind of frightened about everything. And we feel inadequate. We feel as though people don't care. And we are all walking through this life in one big, gooey, jealous mass. You know, that's what it feels like. And I think to a certain extent that's what it is. I meet people all the time that are very insecure about themselves. And I hate that. Dude, there's no reason for anybody to be insecure about themselves. I know. It's like, well, you know, I have my moments. I don't feel like I'm that adequate. Trust me, I know. I live that way too. I feel as though sometimes I am inadequate. When somebody comes up to me after having not been on that fucking radio station for 4 years, 4.5 years, and they come up to me and they go, "Hey, bro, what happened? What am I doing now?" And if you were really, truly a friend or a fan, you would have found that out. Do I sound petty? Absolutely. Am I being petty? Probably. Do I care? I'm starting not to, because I'm telling you, as far as just general people are concerned, you know, groups of people, I just don't like. They are panicky, dumb animals that are inflicting their will onto everybody. Certain individuals I don't have a problem with, but by God, some of these people, when they get into these groups and their crowds, and it's like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm neurotic. Perhaps. If I'm neurotic, I'm neurotic, I guess. I guess the thing to do is, and I do, and it's tough. I get up every day, and I put my pants on one leg at a time, and I go and do my thing. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it at all, but I go and I do it because that's what I've got. That's all I have left. It's all I can do, so I have to keep doing it. Not a bad way to go, I suppose, you know, to go about life. Not a bad way to go. I'm not going anywhere. I haven't been going anywhere for a while. Oh, Jesus.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Meanwhile, over in the United States, we've got dat ass running against D's nuts for the presidency of the United States. And these are legitimate filings, folks. I laugh because it's true. South Korea is going to be taken down, and that was going to be the end of that. And finally, all these other countries had to call up Funyun and say, "Look, Slick, it's okay. Calm down, both of y'all. It's like being a parent to a couple of kids that are in their terrible twos or their threes, and they're just okay. Come on, all right, let's deal with this. All right, time out. You go into this corner, and you go into this corner, and you guys can't, you know, play with the crayons together. Okay, just stop it. On an international level, where both powers have nuclear weapons, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with children with nuclear weapons."
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
All right, so there you go. There you have it. That's going to do it for this time. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of it. Tuning in. Hey, Sonny, turn that knob, that knob there until we can figure out what channel that boy is on, huh? No. Thank you for downloading it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for however it is that you consume it. I appreciate it. We're at all sorts of places. If you're new to the show and you're looking for a way to put it on your device, we're on iTunes, of course. If you have an iPhone, you can go there and subscribe to the show that way. Every time I update it, it'll automatically just dump it right into your device, and it's a groovy thing, right? So you can find us that way. If you prefer to listen to us on an Android device, you can find us at many places. Pocket Casts is one of them. Take a look at that. We're also at Stitcher. We're at player.fm. There's a whole list of them. We're in many, many directories. You can find that list over on my Blogspot page, rickchetter.blogspot.com. It's rickchetter.blogspot.com. You can find us there. We're hosted at Podbean. There's a ton of other shows that you can find us there, too. rickchetter.podbean.com. And at where I work all the time, radio-memphis.com. Very cool. You heard what's coming up next time. That's it for me. I'm out of here. I think I need a drink after all of that.
It's so releasing when you do this, isn't it, Rick? Don't you just feel better all the time?
It's like taking a dump. All right, they need to go wipe up. Y'all be sweet. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.